chose to do. Can I be a good man?
Good morning and welcome to episode 215 of Taking the Charge Podcast with you from St. Charles, Illinois. I am David Hine of Hine News. Thank you for stopping by yet again. This is going to be a really short show because I have not been doing much basketball. Because I'm actually in the Chicagoland area, which if you follow me on Twitter and I guess Facebook as well, you know that the Cubs are in the World Series and that I am actually here in the Chicagoland area to check out the World Series. Not going to a game and not going to game with a credential or with a ticket. If I were to go with a ticket, if I had a ticket, I would sell it and do some nice things probably. It's obviously been, for those who know me, a lifelong dream to see the Cubs in the World Series, and it happened, and I promised myself, well, I guess six or seven years ago, that if they ever made it to the World Series, that I would, without a doubt, come back and just to experience it. So here I am. So going to keep it really, really short because I have a bunch of stuff that I need to do here in Chicago before I head out and do my day. This is Wednesday, so after game one. Game one was last night against the Indians, and they lost. Not nervous at all. First of all, just the fact that they're in the World Series is great for me and for the club. You know, the first curse, if you will. I hate curses, but or talk of curses, but that is has been debunked. They've made it to the World Series. So that's the first step, it's fantastic, and it's a great team, and it's game one on the road against a pitcher who was absolutely phenomenal, and that's Cleveland's best pitcher, Corey Kluber. If it was a best of five series, might be nervous, but really just over seven games, I think the Cubs are the better team. I know you're here for a basketball podcast, so that's why I don't want to talk too much about Cubs. If you are interested in my journey here, I am putting out a post. Actually not on Hine News, just because it would be a lot more work. I'm actually writing for the site thedailysports.com, thesportsdaily.com, and it is my journey to the I've forgotten the name of it. My World Series journey from Germany to Chicago. I guess if you look up my name in there, you look at MLB, you look up Wendell Maxey, who was on the show at least a year and a half ago, Wendell Maxey, you'll find that Sports Daily, sportsdaily.com, and you can read about my adventures, experiences here in Chicago, the Chicagoland area. If you want to get in contact with the show, obviously the best way is Hine News on Twitter, HEINNEWS. That's the easiest way to catch me. There's also the website, hinenews.com. You can also catch me in the Facebook group. The Facebook group is Taking the Charge Podcast. You put that in there, and we'll let you in, of course, and you can be part of the community. And email address is hinenews@gmx.de. And then there's the Patreon if you want to support the show. It'd be fantastic if you want to show your love and show your support for the 4 years that I've been doing the show. Go to patreon.com/takingthecharge, all one word, and you can donate to the show. And obviously any support is more than welcome. And then iTunes, if you want to go iTunes, you can rate and review the show. Fantastic stuff. All right. I've been in Chicago now. This is the third day. This is the second night, second overnight. So, and I'm here until November 3rd, which I believe is the Thursday. So next week's show, I will also be here in Chicago. So not really net sure how much basketball is going to be on the show next week. I really don't know what next week's going to show is going to be like. I don't even know what's going to happen. It all depends on the Cubs. If the Cubs win the World Series, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe the end of the world, as my brother likes to say, that the world is ending if the Cubs win the World Series. So obviously you guys can tell, you know, if you listen to the show, I'm pretty excited. You know, you can tell by the sound of my voice. You know, I'm not really going to talk about basketball because I haven't been watching any of it, really. So I will let you have to wait at least a week, maybe next week, the week after next when I'm back. I'll be going back to some games and be able to talk about some stuff. I did want to get a podcast out, of course, you know, I also wanted to let you have an interview. Did a piece on Vladimir Mihailovic, of the Montenegro national team, plays with Würzburg, S. Oliver Würzburg, here in Germany. Had to talk to him about, qualifying for Eurobasket 2017. Also talked to him about playing for Coach Bogdan Tanjevic, the veteran, excellent, successful coach. And then also asked him about two of Montenegro's top young guys, Peter Popovic and Dino Radončić. So here's that interview. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll catch you on the other side of that.
Okay, so Vlad, I guess let's first start off with Würzburg. Kind of a tough start to the season with an 0-3 record, and then you have a real tough game, I believe on Friday against Bamberg, who obviously are a really good team. Maybe just in general thoughts about the season. You know, obviously not the start that you guys wanted.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it could be tough, and then it's gonna be tough, especially like when we lost a game against Ludwigsburg, the opening game. And in general, we have a really tough schedule about now on the start. But like that doesn't mean we played really well. Like I'm sure we should have won like a first game and a game in Bayreuth and a game against Munich. They obviously like a team with more qualities than we are. But these two games we should have played way better. Like we're not in the level yet where we should be. But we have to stick together, work hard, and try to get on that level. Now the Bamberg game is coming. I mean, probably maybe the toughest opponent in the league, and especially in this moment, it's not so good. But we'll not go out there with a white flag. That's for sure. We're gonna try to prepare for the game as best as we can, and try to play like we try to win. So what comes out of that, we'll see.
Obviously, you know, you guys have made quite a few changes, you know, really Lane and Ulmer, also the youngster Max Ugray, are the main guys that are still back. I guess Stuckey as well. But you know, a lot of the leaders, you know, that do quite a bit with the ball, you know, are new to the team. Is it also still just a fact of not really being together yet as a team? I mean, I know, you know, Marshawn Powell going out injured doesn't help. You know, in general, are you just not yet there on you know, together as a team?
I mean, probably, especially and latest and Marshawn is injured, so we should get on a better level, that's for sure, and find a better like chemistry on the court and stuff. But still, that's not an excuse, because I mean, all the guys we're here together playing, so this is just a new, just added players. Like, it's not like anything changed. So I think we have to, and we will get better really soon. I hope so.
Let's go to the summer. You guys had a Eurobasket qualifiers. You ended up going 5-1. The only loss was against Georgia. You had already qualified, so you'd already accomplished the goal. Obviously, Montenegro hasn't been at Eurobasket since 13. In general, maybe just your thoughts about qualifying for Eurobasket 17 after the country missed out in 15.
Yeah, after we missed it, the last one, I mean, it was really, really bad for us. We had to get back in that level what we just did. And generally, the summer was pretty successful. Like, even the training games and stuff, so everything went really well. We played well. I think those friendly games too, we only lost one game. And this, like, we were 5-0 the last game. It was deciding for first place, but we already had it qualified. But still, we won't. But they played a great game, Georgia. They needed it so bad, and they played a great game. They had a couple of great individuals that game. So, but still, I can say summer was really successful.
I guess, you know, knowing that Pekovic wasn't there and Bilko obviously wasn't there either. Maybe just the let's say the brightest moment for you in general from this summer, from the, you know, being with the team and going through this whole process again.
I mean, yeah, we had a couple of players missing, but still, I mean, we have a great guys. Even without Pekovic, who wasn't there, who wasn't able because of the injury stuff and problems, we still have a great inside guys like Vucevic, Dubljevic, Todorovic, among the other guys. I mean, that's really big quality under the basket. But still, we feel on the outside, and that's a pretty good team, I can say.
And what do you really go back and, you know, when you think about the summer, what are you going to remember most?
I mean, the biggest success was the road win against Georgia, because that was the game that made the decision about everything. This I don't want to disrespect nobody, but Albania and Slovakia wasn't really the right opponent. So the only thing was who's going to be the first spot between us and Georgia.
Maybe, you know, for you, you are 26,
yeah,
26, and this is actually fourth summer, the fourth Eurobasket process, basically, that you've gone through. When the team made it to Eurobasket 13, you only played the qualifiers. And actually didn't go to Slovenia.
Yeah, I was injured that summer, so I had to skip it.
So, and then obviously missing out on 15. So the last time you've actually been on the European stage in total.
Yeah, it was in Lithuania.
In Lithuania. So how excited are you actually to be finally getting back? I mean, let's say you stay healthy and everything else goes okay, that you actually have another chance.
I am, yeah. I'm really, I can say I'm excited. And I can say for the whole team is excited, especially because we have we're practically new country since 2006. And we have a lot of good players, but we never made any greater achievement, like on a big championships, like European championships, something like that. So I think the first goal is like to go through the group, and everything else would be a good success for us for sure. Because on the, these 2-1s, we didn't advance from the group, but we had a great team. What we had to do, but we couldn't say that was successful.
So that's the absolute goal then going into 17. I mean, obviously there's still, you know, so much more to get to before, you know, we don't even know the group and everything else, but
yeah.
Absolute minimum is to finally get out out of the group.
Yeah, there is some idea, that's for sure.
Yeah. The qualifiers also saw a couple of youngsters come in. You had Peter, let's start with Peter Popovich. At 19 years old. It looks like he's gonna, you know, maybe play a decent role in a Euro Cup level team this season at 19-20. A sort of a backcourt made for you. Just thoughts about the youngster coming in, and what do you think about him and his future?
I mean, yeah, we can say, especially these two. We had the two teams now in European B division that won the first place,
right,
and got back to the A. So especially their team, I can say it's pretty talented. There's a bunch of guys there who can play serious basketball. That's for sure. That they have to keep working. And about Petar, he had a decent role, and he did a very good job in national team too. He's young, he's talented, he keeps working hard and going the same way. He's going to be a good player.
And the other kid is really a kid, 1999 born, Dino Radončić.
Yeah, Dino.
Obviously, people know him that he's at Real Madrid.
Yeah, he's a member of Real Madrid.
Yeah.
He also, I mean, with that age, I mean, he's physically really, really good. And now he had a chance to play in a senior basketball national team, which is a big thing for him, that's for sure. And he just also needs to keep working and try to get every possible chance there, because he's in a great team and he can make a good progress there, that's for sure.
How excited does it make you knowing, you know, that, you know, like you said, you know, you're still only 26, so you have at least a few more years. You know, you have a couple of really good big players. You have really talented young players playing at high-level clubs as well. How excited does it make you looking towards the future, knowing that, you know, guys like this at this age level are already able to come in and play a pretty good role?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing to know that is that way. And that's what makes you hope that you can make some good achievements, especially when you know that you have a lot of good players. And why wouldn't you make some good things, especially, for example, European Championship?
You had a chance to play for Bogdan Tanjevic, obviously, you know, a legend.
Yeah.
as a coach. Just general thoughts about playing for him, obviously, with all of his experience, you know, as a guy that you have to, you know, have so much respect for, just in general, playing for coach.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a lot of respect for him, because he used to be, I mean, he's still a great coach, but especially when he was younger, he used to won a EuroLeague and everything else. I mean, he's a guy who really can help us and share that experience what he had with us, and he was really good. I mean, it's a bit different than the other coaches. We had a bit different system than I'm used to, but we found ourselves in, and I can say we played a good basketball. He was also great off the court and stuff. So that's one great experience playing for him.
How was it different?
I mean, it was a little bit different. We didn't have so many systems to play through. He let us play free and use our qualities and our talents more. And also on the other side, what he wanted was a great and aggressive defense also. So that was kind of mixed. But we liked him. We played. I can say we played really good in it.
You mentioned Peter Popovich at the under 20s. You know, how important is it for Montenegro basketball that 10 years after the start, that all three teams in the youth categories are going to be Division A, 16, 18, and 20. You know, just because of all the quality of, you know, of being able to play against the best team, Spain, and the rest of them in Division A, how important is that?
It's important, of course. It's important to stay there, but I'd say that's where we belong. Because we already been there. We had all the teams before here in A also. Some teams drop out, but now they're back.
Yeah. Come back to yourself.
I mean, I know because I played it under 20 A division, and that was a great experience, and I made a great progress for myself in that championship.
Yeah, that was in 2010, right?
Yeah.
Back to yourself. You know, you played in Podgorica till 14, and then made the move abroad to go to Belgium, which is a league that a lot of people think is a league where you can kind of jump to other things. Ended up then going right to Tübingen, where you spent 2 years there. Really, you know, playing against relegation. And now you're at a club, Würzburg, who, okay, you know, it's a new team, but the expectation or aspiration, the goal is to make the playoffs. Obviously it's a very difficult league, really compact and a lot of teams are really good. Maybe your thoughts in general. You know, we said you're still only 26. You'll play the whole season at 26. How do you think about your career so far? You know, going, like we said, basically from Budućnost then to Germany, and now at a playoff level team in Germany.
I mean, yeah, it was good. I had a nice experience in Budućnost too. Budućnost is a great team, like good European quality team. So I had my role there for 4 years and had some good seasons over there too. And I after all that, which were pretty successful, what I think 4 years there for me personally and for the team also. After that, I really wanted to go abroad to try something, to challenge myself to play out. And I had a 1 month deal in Belgium, which was connected with the EuroLeague qualifications. My contract was about, if we would make it to EuroLeagues, I would stay there to play, because they already had six foreigners when I signed there, and it was only about the EuroLeague stuff. So those qualifications were at home, so there was a challenge to try, and I mean, we failed, but still I had a good experience from there. I like the team and the guys and everything, and I played really good there, but we have to split ways, and then I continued to Tübingen. When I got there, I had in the start a bit of hard time to adjust, and then I got some injury, which was like almost 2 months out of the court, and when I got back, I played really good. And I like it there. I decided to stay one more year. And after that, I came here. This sounded like I signed pretty early, right after the season. This came up as an option. The coach wanted me. He called me, and I saw this like a great opportunity for me. It's a great team with a great organization and everything. And they had a really successful year last year, playoff. This is the goal also for this year. And obviously, like you said, it's a tough league to play, because you cannot count on some win like 100% never, because everybody can surprise you. But we have a quality and we have a good team. So I think and I'm sure we're going to get out of this and play good basketball, get some wins.
What do you think about the quality of Germany? I mean, you know, you played a lot of Euro Cup. You played, obviously, Adriatic League has you know, all the Euro League and Euro Cup teams from the region as well. You know, Germany, a lot of people think Germany is an up-and-coming league. You know, this is, you know, you basically had 2 full years here. What do you think about the quality of the German league?
Yeah, I mean, I could say, especially like, Adriatic League was really, you know, was, I mean, it's still good, but I could say the time, especially like 4 or 5 years ago, I think it was much better. But it's still a good European league, and compared to here, the German league is really good. As I said, the quality is good, and especially like because what I say, you never know about the teams. There's no like, I mean, comparing to Bamberg and Munich and but the older teams like others. It's not really easy to say like who's gonna win like always, because it's pretty even like. So I can say the quality good and organization is great.
Maybe talk about playing with a guy like Jared Jordan. You know, who's really just, you know, such a selfless player. You know, really, you know, he has no problem going through a game with 9 assists and 1 shot. Just maybe what it's like to play with him and some of the things you learned and how it helped you to be a better point guard.
I mean, yeah, it helped me a lot, especially because I had 2 years with two great point guards like Ratkovica and Jerry Jordan, which are both like more passing minded. I mean, they both can score too, but like their main goal is like to be real point guards, finding out the guys, and it was a really great experience, and I could learn a lot from both of them.
And now you have Jake Odom there. You know, he excited a lot of people last year in Bayreuth. Now you're playing with him. You know, just in general, thoughts about what you and Jake can do together.
I mean, I can say figure it out, but we still don't know very well each other. But I think we're gonna have a really good connection. And Jake is a great player. What he really, really proved last year, he had an amazing season, and now he's still playing good. But I'm sure he can play even way better because he has a lot of qualities.
You guys, like we said, you know, the Bamberg game is gonna be a tough one. But after that, you get teams. Okay, it's road games, but you get teams like Tübingen, Hagen, Gießen-Fechte, Jena. You know, that's basically till the end of the month, end of November. You know, going in, let's say after that Jena game, you know, you're at end of November, you know, you're at 0-3 right now. Where would you like to be? Where do you think would be a really, you know, that the team, let's say record wise, you know, where do you really want to be, let's say, after 11 weeks, 11 games at the end of November?
I mean, I wouldn't look it that way where we're going to be at, but I would go, like, straight. I mean, even this game, we're going to play hard as we can. And anyway, I mean, they better team, that's for sure. And they Euro League level team. But still, we're going to try to play our best game and try to win it. I mean, no matter that, what it's going to bring. But after that, I would go, like, game by game, like, take care, prepare for every game 100%, get out there and start to get those victories one by one.
Yeah. What, let's say it this way. Why will Würzburg finish the season in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, because we have a pretty good team. There was the clear idea and the goal before the season, and I think we should give our best to reach it.
All right, fantastic. Thanks, man. No, actually, I do have one more question. The rest of this season, we know how it'll be. But starting 2017, after Eurobasket, if you play there and everything else, we get the FIBA windows, which really nobody knows what it's going to be like. Obviously, you know, we all know this from football, soccer, you know, where the national teams played during the season.
Yeah, I heard something about it. But
what do you think about the windows, you know, during the year in November, February, and June, I think they are, where actually during the season there'll be national team games?
I mean, it's gonna be different, way different, and I'm not really sure right now because I never tried it. And it's going to be way different because we will not have much time to prepare with all the guys and have to play during the season. But on the other end, for players, it's going to be probably way better because they're going to have more time to rest during the summer, which is really, really important for all the players and health and everything. Because many times, especially the players who play in the teams and the leagues, where they end up in end of the June or something like that, and in July they start immediately national team and go all the way. So for them, it's gonna be way better. That's for sure.
Yeah. And what do you think about being able to play in front of your home fans? I mean, you experienced it in the qualifiers for the European for Eurobasket the last three times now. But playing, you know, these games at home, what do you think about those?
Yeah, I think it's also way better because it's always nice to play in front of your fans, like especially because we always had, especially in the tough games, you always had a great support, and what you can see from all qualifiers we played, our winning percentage is really high, especially at home, like all three or four past qualifications.
All right, Vlad.
We beat many, many, many good teams, especially at home.
Yep. Well, you guys are a sports crazy, but basketball mad nation. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that.
Yeah, sure.
Especially for a country which is like 650,000 people.
Is that all you have?
Yeah, that's maybe 700.
That's amazing. I mean, you know, that you know, even still Serbia, you know, after all the countries that have been broken away, they still able to produce as many players as they do. It's just still amazes me.
Yeah, Serbia is great. I mean, they're proving that every championship and even this Olympics and stuff, they great power and force in basketball.
Yeah. Fantastic. Vlado, appreciate it. Good luck this season. You know, hopefully we get the chance to see each other this summer.
Yeah, no,
in that Eurobasket.
No problem. Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and all the best.
All right. Yeah, okay. So, again, like I said, nice interview. I was happy talking to him, gave me some pretty good stuff. I probably won't remember to do it, but if you do put in, if you go to the Eurobasket 2017 site, you can read the article I wrote up about the interview, talking about how he's excited about the future of Montenegro basketball because of the young kids coming up, and you know, they could be a dangerous team next summer at the Eurobasket. You know, they with him Vucevic, the big NBA center. I don't know if Pekovic is going to be back next year. I believe he's going to miss the entire NBA year. You know, just a lot of great talent there. You know, if some of those young guys can really take a big step at the club level this year. Popovich would be one of them. If they can make that next step, could be a pretty tough team next year, next summer at Eurobasket. All right. So, like I said, it's going to be really short. So I'm going to let you go with that. Obviously let you know what you're going to be listening to. The song's called "Good Man," and it is by the Monarchs, and that's M-O-N-A-R-Q-U-E-S, the Monarchs. It's available on freemusicarchive.org. Go check it out. Great stuff always there on that site. Okay, everybody. Hey, listen. Thanks a lot for listening to the show. Sorry that it's a bit short this week, but obviously just have everything else going on. Check out the sportsdaily.com for my adventures here in the Chicagoland area during the World Series. And enjoy the hoops. And I see that there's a lot of great stuff in the EuroLeague going on, and also that the Champions League has had some pretty exciting games. And obviously NBA season started last night here in the States. Cleveland winning pretty big against New York and getting their rings, actually right next door to the Progressive Field baseball stadium. So loads of hoops to watch. Go watch them all. Definitely if you have a chance and you're interested in baseball, go Cubs. All right. And that's nothing but nothing against the Cleveland fans. I feel a bit sorry for the Cleveland fans because, you know, usually if they had made the World Series after this long drought and everything else, you know, a lot of people would be on their side as an underdog and everything else. But they're absolutely getting no love at all. I'm not going to necessarily show them, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to support them, obviously, because it's, you know, it's the one team that I actually do support in all of team sports. But I do feel a little bit sorry for Cleveland just because, you know, everything is going all the attention is going to the Cubs. But still, go Cubs. Hopefully next week the World Series would have been clinched because I don't even know. All right, everybody, hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week.
Can I be a good man? Can I be true? Do what my heart tells me. Be good to you. Sometimes it's so hard. Act so
John Musa, and you listen to Taking Charge.